Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. Where there are gardens, there are often fences. Today, I'll be talking to Forest Garden, a company who, using timber, have produced decibel-reducing panels on their fences. They say you have to hear it to believe it, or perhaps not hear it to believe it. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast, and, of course, to my producer, Charlie Jones. What's new? I was interested to read that Dalek have donated £1,000 worth of their cutting tool range to the charity High Ground at Stamford Hall in Leicestershire. High Ground provides horticultural therapy services as part of the rehabilitation programme for injured service personnel. The benefits to physical and mental well-being from outdoor activity in general, with gardening in particular, are now pretty well accepted. I mean, we all know a little time spent in the garden is one of the best and quickest ways to get your feet back on the ground and to relieve stress. So thank you, Dalek, for helping some of our injured service personnel. Chris Chin of Cobbery Farms in Herefordshire is concerned about the supply of workers to harvest his asparagus. Of the 100 expected to arrive in January, 20 failed to turn up, and he's really worried that there won't be enough people to pick the asparagus. I see that my few crowns in the polytunnel are just starting to move, so it won't be very long before they're on the move. And I wonder how long it'll be before we don't need people to pick them. Because the latest news this week is that robots are being developed and will be actually trialled this spring to pick tomatoes and even raspberries. Apparently they're not as quick as humans, but of course they don't get tired and they can work pretty well 24 hours. Be interesting, won't it, to see robots going up and down the rows picking greenhouse crops and soft fruits. On the gardening advice front, you need to be a bit careful now with birds nesting. A blackbird has chosen the camellia within 18 inches of our dining room window. It'll be interesting to see whether she lays a full clutch of eggs and hatches them. Certainly make a talking point as we sit at the dining table and see the camellias in full flower and the birds going back and forth feeding their youngsters. We'll give them as much margin as we can. And we all need to be careful from now on with hedge and shrub pruning, just to be sure that we don't disturb the birds. They have enough problems without us aggravating it. I've also just made an Enviromesh clad frame, 4 feet by 4 feet by 6 feet, to cover sprouts and purple sprouting. I'm sick and tired of cabbage white butterfly caterpillars and the brassica whitefly attacking my greens, and so I'm going to have a go at a complete Enviromesh covered screen to see if that does the job. We have started pulling rhubarb. You know, the stems and leaves are large enough to start to crop. Don't forget to give rhubarb a bit of fertiliser. You know, I mean, it's so easy to strip all those stems off and give the plants a real hiding. If you are harvesting quite heavily, a bit of general fertiliser and then a mulch with some well-rotted compost to hold the moisture down, well worth doing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Our guest this week is, I think you could say, something a little bit different. We have Nicola Simpsons on the phone, and Nicola works for the UK's largest manufacturer and distributor of timber garden products, specialising in fencing panels, you know, fencing panels, sheds and buildings, and more decorative features and structures. It's Forest Garden. Now, Nicola, how are things over in Worcestershire today?
Well, actually, I suppose over the last couple of weeks, I think things over at Worcestershire have got a little bit busier, mainly in terms of and fence panels, as you might expect, because of the recent gusty weather we've been experiencing.
So when the wind blows good and strong, there are some smiles, are there, in Forest Garden operation?
Well, I don't know, smiles is a headache, actually. An operational challenge, but you know, people in this business have been here for a long time, a lot longer than me, and they're kind of professionals at it.
I mean, I had two panels blow down, and I just expect our local building merchant or garden centre to just have whatever I want, whatever size I want. You must carry enormous stocks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said, as part of a seasonal business, we build up stocks, and kind of the really busy time for us is kind of Easter, and it's about the weather getting better, the clocks changing, and you know, we have to be ready when Easter hits with stocks of all of our products. So I mean, I suppose to put it in context, for fence panels over the course of the year, you know, our highest stock level, we can have sort of 375,000 fence panels on the ground. So we build them up over the year, and then they have to be ready to sell. So yeah, I mean, I think our site's about 40 acres, so logistically it's a fairly complex operation to actually build up significant stocks of fence panels and have them ready to go. And then when you get storm demand, they need to go out the door very quickly as well.
Yeah. Well, can we take you back, first of all, to the beginning? Where does the wood come from?
Oh, so the wood, for the majority of our fence panels and for all of our sheds, it comes from UK forests. And most of the plantations that we use are up in Lockerbie. So we actually, as part of the group, own our own sawmill, which is on the side of the Lockerbie plantation. So the wood is harvested. We work with a company called Euroforest, who harvest the land. We then process the timber at Lockerbie. The sawmill kind of...
Well, when Peter. Yes, just when you say process the timber, yeah, you know, you're in it, you know what you mean.
So, yeah.
So I mean, once the trees are felled, then what happens? Do they come to you at that stage,
yep,
or does the forestry people shape them?
No, they come to us. We buy kind of the top part of the tree. So the bottom part, which will be thicker, will go into kind of more... probably housing projects, thicker timber. So we take the top part of the tree. It comes to us and we grade it. So we see kind of the size logs we'll get out of it. And then it goes through the mill, and we make, you know, any of the components we need to manufacture fence panels. So fencing slats, boards, battens, anything we use in sheds, feather edge timber, fence posts. So we you know, we process all that up in Lockerbie.
And so it then comes down to you in Worcestershire to be put together.
Yeah, so we do the manufacturing on site. We work in a place called Harselbury, which is a kind of small place in Worcestershire, but it's got good transport links. So, yeah, we manufacture all of our sheds and fence panels on site.
And what happens about rot treatments? I mean, is the wood sort of sprayed or soaked, or how do you fungicide or treat it?
Yeah, generally there's two different options, so that the customer has got a choice. So traditionally a dip treated product, kind of preservative chemicals which are anti-rot, and dip treatment means that the timber will have been immersed in this sort of treatment, goes into the tank, gets absorbed into the surface of it, and then the timber's left to dry. Dip treated products will generally be a bit cheaper. The disadvantage to that is that we do recommend that they get annually retreated. And if you've got a dip-treated fence panel, it can't be in direct contact with the ground. You'd have to use a pressure-treated gravel board.
Right.
But, you know, they're still good products. They come with a sort of 10-year anti-rot guarantee. So there's nothing wrong at all with dip-treated products. The kind of next level up from that is a pressure-treated product. So, again, the way this works is that timber kind of goes into a tank, kind of it's emptied of air, and then actually the kind of the preservative solution is kind of forced into the timber under pressure, so it actually kind of penetrates the whole of the timber, and then this means that actually we can kind of guarantee those products for 15 years and they don't need annual retreatment. And the pressure treated products are more of a natural timber product, whereas a dip treated product will probably be more of that kind of autumn goldy colour. We call it in marketing, but the orangey colour fence panels you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth paying extra, I would have thought, you know, to get a 15-year life from a fence. I mean, it's such a blooming nuisance when a panel rots or comes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can we move you on a little bit then to talk about the kinds of fences? I mean, you and I met, was it 2 years ago, with the decibel reducing fence?
Yeah, so that was our new kind of product that we've been developing for several years, actually. That was probably back in 2017, actually, Peter. So, yes, yeah, so we've introduced a decibel noise reduction fence panel. And basically, it's a specially designed panel. It's a tongue and groove panel. And it's got tight-fitting boards, and it's got a specially designed profile. And what it actually means is that the sound, so if you've got a garden with kind of noisy neighbours, or it works really well if you've got a busy road at the back of your house, what it does is it reduces the noise on your side of the fence. It goes down by up to 30 decibels. We did a lot of testing on this. And the fence panels kind of work in three ways. They reflect the sound, they diffuse it, and they also absorb it. So it means that on your side of the fence, it can be 30 decibels quieter than out the other side of the fence. So actually, it's kind of equivalent to an eightfold reduction in noise. And we've had, you know, sales of those have gone really, really well for us. Yeah, it's just quite an exciting project to be involved in, actually, because there's a lot of testing and development, and we actually got them independently lab tested as well. So we've kind of got a proper ISO noise reduction rating on them as well. So it wasn't just our own internal testing. It was nice to get them lab tested as well.
Well, I was impressed, you know, when you had really noisy mower type machines one side of the fence, the reduction in noise is really quite surprising. Whose idea was it to look at that sort of thing?
Well, we have different product development teams within the business, and one of the teams was tasked at looking at fence panels, and there are, you know, significantly more expensive acoustic panels on the market, but actually Forest want to introduce products to the mass market. That's where we spit, not specialists. So something that can be delivered to a customer's home and put up themselves, but still gives them that noise reduction benefit. So, yeah, it was our MPD fencing team and our product designers that worked on several variants of this over the course of a couple of years to get the configuration right.
Yeah. And if somebody is thinking about putting up this decibel reduction fencing, it's quite important to have a very neat fit between the post and the panel, isn't it? Because if you have a gap, then it's going to let the sound through.
Absolutely. So you need to make sure that it's installed correctly. So, you know, even if you were doing a concrete post, if you've got that gap and the room for the fence post to wriggle, obviously if you can see air through it, then the noise will travel through. But yeah, no, it's one of those products you kind of need to hear to believe. But we've got some videos on our YouTube channel actually where you kind of film one side of the fence and with a big kind of sound box playing, and you walk around the other side and actually you can you know, genuinely hear the noise reduction on it.
So how would listeners find that? You know, very electronically equipped, you know. So do I just put YouTube into the computer and then put Forest in, or what?
We've got quite a lot of videos on there, kind of the guides to our products. But we're also launching a new website in a couple of weeks' time as well, so it will be on there as well.
Right. And then, you know, let's move a little bit more on, although I should perhaps at this stage mention larch lap, because that's almost a generic name for fencing, isn't it? And that's your area of operation. I mean, you were founded on larch lap, weren't you?
We were, yes. It's a brand and it's a trademark that we still own and we still use. So on our traditional fence panels, they still go out badged as larch lap. I mean, I think it came from a local Worcestershire company kind of over 50 years ago. And, you know, over the years, things change and companies get bought up, but they became part of Forest Fencing. So, yeah, you know, that traditional larch lap panel is absolutely what this business was founded on.
And a very interesting design originally. He was a bright fellow. Yeah.
We dug some old adverts out of the archives, and they used to be marketed as being peep-proof.
Perhaps you should go to that headline again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you've gone from peep proof to soundproof. But then your range of products, wooden products for gardens, are very extensive indeed, aren't they? Can you take us a little bit through sheds and buildings and containers? I mean, you're into everything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the core of this business, we've always spoken a lot about fence panels, but I guess the other really big part is sheds. So we do overlap sheds, shiplap sheds, tongue and groove sheds, and then a new product for this year is called the Forest Retreat Sheds, which is our kind of really high-end shed. It comes painted and installed, cedar shingle roofs, like a really decorative, gorgeous looking shed for your garden. But we do everything from that to, you know, really big 10 by 20 workshops.
And the Forest Retreat Sheds, you said that you put them up. You mean your staff actually come and we don't do anything except pay the bill at the end?
Absolutely. So I think there's a few of our products. We do really large round timber gazebos as well. So actually where the quality is really, really important to us, you know, they're high-end products and the customer's paid a lot of money, it's important that they get put upright. So we've got our own fitting teams that work for the business that are specially trained and come out and install the products. So, yeah, the prices include installation as well. We do with that with our Bell Greenhouse range as well.
I can't wait for the time when you come and repair my fences that are blown over, I'll tell you that. but then I have to take you on to the latest introduction, what actually prompted our conversation in this interview, the London Horticultural Press event when we gardening journos were introduced to new products for 2019, you had this very interesting small greenhouse that you work from the outside.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. So we've had a product in the market for a few years now called a Victorian tall wall greenhouse. So it's about small space growing, and it's a really pretty product. But what we wanted to do was almost take that and make it a little bit bigger. So the product at the moment, I think, is about 90 centimetres by 126. But the idea is that you don't step inside it. You can access all of the plants from around the side of the greenhouse. And it comes with opening doors that you can configure to suit your garden. So if you want it in the corner, you can put all the doors at the front, or if you want to truly walk around the whole piece, you can configure where you want the opening doors. And it's got sort of removable staging halfway up. So when your tomato plants turn into triffids, you can take half of the staging down. So it had a lot of interest. I think it was quite new to the market. People hadn't seen anything like it before. So we're excited. We need to see how it goes. But I think the thing with these is they look absolutely lovely as well. They're kind of a display part of your garden, as well as being really practical for small space growing.
And there's a door in each of the four sides?
Yeah, there's four doors, so you can actually put them where you want, and then two opening roof vents, and you can use auto vents with those as well.
I was pleased to see the two roof vents, because if you've got a small cubic space of greenhouse, the ventilation is critical, isn't it?
Yeah, they do heat up. I've got the tall wall greenhouse, and yeah, it's important to kind of keep the window open when it gets very hot.
And can you supply automatic vents to those?
Yeah, we do. There's an option to buy with all about the auto vent.
Nicola, it's always fascinating for me to go into other people's world. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time. When I look at fences, I'll have a completely different thought of somewhere in Worcestershire, 375,000 panels stacked up. I think they're called trade winds, aren't they? But I hope we don't have another trade wind to blow down more of my panels.
I don't know if my boss would agree with you, but...
My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast, and thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.